Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are there Reese's Pieces in the snack room in the machine? Because I'm going to go get some right now!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
How did your concert go last night?
Oh, man. Thanks for asking. What an experience. Tremendous. I mean, just, I'm so grateful to those guys for inviting me to play whenever they invite me. There were thousands of people there.
All right.
I mean, like, it was funny. We got there and needed to find a spot. Because, you know, I was only playing two songs out of, I don't know, 25 maybe they played last night. So, you know, mostly I was there just hanging out, and Leo was there, and my wife. And it's a big crowd already there. And Leo went early to set up my stuff for me because, you know, the show was ending right at the time that concert was starting. So he was already in the crowd. We needed to find him and make room and everything. So I was sort of distracted. I wasn't really, like, looking at the size of the event. And I ran into an old friend who you might remember, Frank Cravatta.
Yeah.
With
of course.
Sports Entertainment. Like, yeah. I hadn't seen him in years. And so he, right when we first got there, he saw us and came over and we were talking. And my wife said, you know, well, Chris is going to play a couple of songs. He goes, you nervous? I'm like, nah, we've played, you know, dozens of times now. It's, you know, no big deal. And he walked away and right at that moment, I guess, I turned and looked, like, toward, like, the stage is set up on Potomac Avenue at Bidwell. And so, like, across Elmwood and all the way down the green, there's just, like, people everywhere. And then suddenly I went, like, okay, I'm not nervous, but wow! There's just a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. I've probably, you know, a packed Sportsman's is a couple hundred people, you know? And, like, that's probably the biggest amount of people, the largest crowd I've played in front of. So just a real thrill. It was a great night for them. You know, it's not the most attentive, you know, it's a free thing on Bidwell. It's like, you know, families with strollers and, like, whatever. There's a lot of people just hanging out, talking, and, you know, being social.
But they're there. I mean, where were they? Yeah. Where were you last night? I was at the concert. I was there.
Right.
The concert.
Right. So it was a great night for the band. I mean, I couldn't have been happier for them. And it was just such a thrill to be, like, on a stage that big. A lot of times when I go play with them, my buddy Harmony, who you met on Saturday, he steps out and I take his spot. And we play a couple of songs that I have played with those guys for a long time before Harmony was even in the band. Because there's not room on stage for another amp, like a whole other setup for a third guitar player. So a gig like that, the stage was enormous. That was why it was Harmony's idea. Like, he suggested they kid around and call it the Leroy Guitar Army when we all play. And so there was room for it on the stage, and it was just great. It was definitely a high point for me in all of this playing and all that. It was really, really great.
Did you do more than one song or just Open Arms? Was that the only song?
They brought me back up for Open Arms after everyone had left. Actually, it was weird. I did two songs with them. One song we've been playing for many years now called "Good Old Boy" by Steve Earle, and a Tom Petty cover, "You Wreck Me," which we've been playing for a couple years now.
Nice.
So just those two. We and it was nice. I'll stand up for practice. When I first started playing with them, I would go to rehearsals, and we were just doing that more and more. And then we all just sort of started getting sort of taking it for granted. Like, you show up and play, it's fine. And it's gotten a little sloppy, I think, on my end, because I'm not ever practicing with them. I mean, I know the songs, I practice the songs myself, but it's just way different, like playing it with a drummer and everything. It's just, it's a way different experience. And we got together without the drummer, but the rest of the guys came over on Monday night, and we ran through the songs in my attic, and that paid dividends. Like, it was awesome. It was really, really great.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot. Just so many. I saw a lot. Paul came. It was funny. I kidded Paul when he was on with me yesterday. I said, Paul, I'm sorry, I'm holding you up. You're gonna have a hard time getting down to the Bidwell concert series in time, and he didn't even know about it. And so I was just teasing him about that, and he showed up. So that was really nice.
That sounds like Paul.
I ran it. Yeah. I mean, what a super solid move. And just lots of familiar faces, lots of old friends. It was a really, really great night. And I hope we get to keep doing stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, like, that's on my mind as I, look back on the evening. I think, that was really, an all-time guitar playing highlight for me to be on a stage that size, a crowd that size. It was just really great. And
you were on guitar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh no, that's right. That sounds right, actually.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think I was doing?
Tambourine. I thought tambourine.
Oh
no,
you want to go cowbell there? I think is the better joke, but it might be played out. But anyway, I hope we get to keep doing stuff like that.
Yes,
not
me
just
too.
The band. I just mean everyone, all of us.
I would have went with jazz flute.
Jazz flute.
Jazz flute.
Yeah. Jazz flute. My kid's too young for Anchorman?
Yeah, probably. Probably. No. Might not be too far away, but my immediate reaction was yes.
What's the least kid-friendly aspect of Anchorman?
The 30-minute date scene or date section of the movie, probably between Ron and Veronica, is probably
okay.
Right,
yeah,
answer.
I always forget about the sex.
There's references throughout it too, like the where the name San Diego comes from. There's stuff in there.
Yes, I guess my son's gonna be 12. I feel like maybe he should be introduced to more of these kind of movies, but I might be rushing it. Like, we watched Shawshank.
Right.
Ooh. That isn't. There's a certain aspect of Shawshank that I never thought of. Like, what will this be tough? And I thought, no, he can handle it. It's a great story, and he can handle it. But there were a couple things about it that I hadn't thought of. That okay, this is a bad choice. Maybe this is this I wasn't really thinking of when I agreed to this.
There are other Will Ferrell movies, I'm sure, are fine. I just think that one might not be on the radar.
What do you like most? Old School or something?
Kicking and Screaming is good.
What about the NASCAR one?
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, probably
better than
okay?
Anchorman. I would say better than Anchorman.
I don't remember what's appropriate and inappropriate. I've been so past that with my kids' age that I don't think I'm a good barometer anymore.
And I don't know these other movies well enough to be able to tell you. Like Anchorman, I feel like I can play it out in my head. Okay. But Talladega Nights, I just remember one thing about that movie, and that's there's that kid at the dinner table that's just the worst kid, right? Every bad word, every way of being rude. Isn't there one of the kids who is just the worst? Which, my son will love that character if he watches that movie.
Right.
He would love that.
Right. Yeah, Old School's got a binge drinking storyline there that you might want to avoid.
I see.
I don't know. You remember where he ends up naked streaking? We're going streaking.
I drive a Dodge Stratus. Right? Isn't that movie?
No, I drive a Dodge Stratus is from an SNL skit, isn't it?
Okay, what am I thinking of? Maybe. Maybe it is.
I think so. Joe, do you know?
No.
I don't know.
Nothing's coming to mind for me.
I think there's a dinner table skit.
Which is making me think it's SNL.
On SNL that he's like a dad and he's yes. losing it at the table. And he's screaming about, I drive a Dodge Stratus. Like that's SNL.
It's he and his wife is sitting across from him and the daughter, maybe Christina Applegate or somebody, which would be funny, mm-hmm. is in the middle and the three, they're just, or Lindsay Lohan, they're all screaming at each other the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be right.
Yeah, that's not old school. Yeah.
The NFL has a new highest paid defensive coordinator.
Indeed. I saw that today.
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles, former Jet head coach.
I am still negative on the Buccaneers. But I don't have a lot of support, and I feel like I'm really forcing this because I want to not give up on the seemingly reasonable possible outcome that Tom Brady at 44 won't be amazing, mm-hmm. right? That like maybe yep. he'll just not be amazing at 44 years old because really by like 37 ish, it should be over. Like, you should not be amazing anymore. But here he is, and everybody knows this. And so I feel like there's a little bit too much of an assumption being made that because last year happened the way it did, that now it's just like, you just got to bet on him forever.
Yeah.
And so we do have a bet. You and I have a bet on the Buccaneers. I'm on the under, and that's 11.5. I mean, so I'm betting like they top out at 11-6, which is, you know, it's good.
Right. It's not great.
It's not great. That's right. It's not great. So I still, like, this has nothing to do with Todd Bowles, who's fine. But I still get to this sort of negative place on the Bucs. They have, it's just like everything looks good. They brought back literally every starter mm-hmm. from their team that won the Super Bowl. Gronkowski is back after having played that year. Antonio Brown is still there after having had last year. Like last year, those two guys were big question marks and they weren't even there all the time, like in the off season. So now that's sort of, not only is Antonio Brown like on the team, but nobody's even talking about him or questioning that.
No, right. The only thing I saw about him is that he made like 3 or 4 highlight reel catches in practice yesterday or the day before, but there's no, like, is there still pending litigation? Is there a league thing? Like, it just seems like there's no drama with him at all. He's just on the team and he's great.
Yeah. You know, and this is Antonio Brown here.
And I would not have predicted that. No, I would expect. And, you know, tomorrow's another day. He could do something really, really asinine because, you know, he's Antonio Brown. So maybe that'll happen still. I don't know.
But what does it sound like to you, Joe, the idea of betting against Tampa Bay? Does it seem like it's not the same as betting against Kansas City, is it?
I think there are similar qualities to that type of bet. I don't like it. I think they're doing something that hasn't been done in 40 years, like bringing back all these starters, and that's maybe part of the reason why they're getting all this credit
yep.
coming into the year, but I still think Brady's Brady. Yeah. And like it would be different if It'd be different if Ryan Tannehill was their quarterback and they just had the season they did. It'd be different if Jameis Winston, like anybody. Like, it's still Brady to me. And I'm not betting against that guy.
Well, when is he no longer Brady?
Never.
See? That's what I mean. Like, it's just like, okay, I've given up. The consensus opinion is to have given up on thinking that
ever.
Yeah, that he'll just be shot
at
some point.
We haven't seen a sign of it. Like, when I see a sign of it, I'll start believing it. But he was ripping the ball downfield last year to Evans and Brown. And to me, until I see like the arm strength start to go a little bit, I'm not going to bet on it happening.
I thought at this time last year he might be shot because of the way it ended in New England, and that didn't really work out. So
exactly.
You are big on, like, when everybody's going one way, like, look out. And, like, I was skeptical last year. I'm with all the other fish. I'm in the stream, and I'm going, okay, yeah, I mean, I guess he'll let us know when he's going to suck. because it just he hasn't done that yet. Okay, I guess he'll be great. But yeah. It doesn't have to be. That's not how sports ever has worked before this guy.
Yeah. There's just fatigue. Betting against him because of his age started almost a decade ago. And there were bad signs at times with the Patriots. Like, he didn't throw the deep ball well 7 or 8 years ago. He had a period where that had really fallen off. But now here we are, 2021, reigning champion, all these things. That fatigue does make – that's the point. Like, that does make me like this idea. But, you know, a lot of people have lost all their money betting against Brady.
Right. You think probably – and does not say you're wrong to think this – that everyone has stopped really even doing the work on it and analyzing it. It just the assumption is he's great, and that's it. And so I don't want to be the guy that has his name attached to watch out Brady cliff approaching, because you're going to look like a chump. So you just go, okay, well, yeah, I guess he's great.
I don't like really any other team in that division very much though. Like, for six losses, if they're going to win 5 out of 6 in their division, you know, maybe that's even, it's not conservative, but like, that's maybe the likeliest outcome. If you look at the spreads of those 6 games, are they an underdog in any of them? The Bills are a favorite in New Orleans, and they're an underdog in Tampa. That'd be close. But I'm sort of pessimistic about the Saints. The Falcons and Carolina each have a pretty long way to go. Maybe they're good. Maybe Carolina's good with Darnold, but Darnold has not been good yet in his career. Like, it's not easy for me to sort of come up with, okay, and I want to be down on Tampa, and here is a team in that division that I like. I really don't have another team in that division that I like.
There's not a lot of resistance there, I don't think. No, I think that's right.
I want to like Carolina, but it's tough to believe in Darnold right now.
Yep.
Because I like the coach.
Me too. I love
the receivers.
Me too.
The defense has a lot of talent. Like, I feel like they should be good. And I've always been pro-Darnold, and I still don't. I'm not buying it. They have a great running back. They have a great running back, right? That's a little further down the list for me, but they have it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. You know, there's potential. There's potential for that to work. But I just don't. I think that whole sort of public concession on Brady makes me think, like, this might be a good time to bet against him. But we know how risky that is. We will talk about the Bills, Josh Allen's contract situation, and more having to do with the salary cap with a guest from PFF, Brad Spiegelberger, is that right? Spielberger. Sorry for messing that up. Brad Spiegelberger. It was our first time with him today, and a lot of interesting details on the cap and how the Bills, he calls it a masterclass, what Bean has done with that roster. So I think you'll enjoy that. If you missed it, Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs, stay tuned. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.